More than 200 people braved some wet October weather Saturday morning to hold a protest in front of the Capitol building in Juneau. Organizers say they wanted to let the world know that not all Alaskans support Governor Sarah Palin's bid to become vice president. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Some of the homemade protest signs wilted in the wind and rain, and the generator that ran the public address system failed briefly. But organizer Jeanette Lacey says she was pleased with the turnout.
I know it took a lot of courage for some of you to be here today, and that many others would be here if they weren't afraid for their jobs or for the jobs of their family members.
Speakers at the rally attacked Palin's record as governor on issues ranging from climate change and polar bears to health care and gay rights. Attorney Tony Strong said he wanted Native Americans nationwide to know that Palin is not a friend of Alaska Natives.
She is furthering policies that are destructive of our way of life. We have a right to subsistence under federal law. She has challenged that. She wants to reverse everything that the federal government or the federal courts have granted us in terms of subsistence rights.
Vietnam veteran Tom Paddock was one of several speakers to refer to the recently concluded Troopergate investigation. The legislative investigation concluded that Palin abused her power in pushing for the firing of her sister's ex-husband from the state troopers.
We don't need another crooked Alaskan politician representing us.
Supermarket produce manager Tan Nguyen attended the rally. The Vietnamese immigrant says he loves John McCain, but he can't vote for him.
The reason because he's too old for president. He don't know the economy up or down. We can't vote for a guy like that for president.
Most of the crowd was dressed in typical Southeast Alaska rain gear. A few people arrived in costume. One woman wearing a rubber mask said she was a state employee. She declined to be interviewed because she said her voice would be recognized. Another wore a bandana over most of her face. She also declined to give her name.
It's a very political town and it's a very political state. I'm going to be working for a long time to come, so I am cautious.
Juneau Republicans did not organize a counter-protest. Party co-chair Ben Brown says they're busier going door-to-door in support of Republican Kathy Munoz against incumbent Democratic Representative Andrea Dahl. Governor Palin herself spent the day in Pennsylvania. In the morning, she spoke before 5,000 people at a rally in Johnstown, east of Pittsburgh. She attacked Barack Obama's position on abortion.
A vote for Obama would give the ultimate power over the issue of life to a politician who has never once done anything to protect the unborn. And for a candidate who talks so much about hope, he offers no hope at all in meeting this great challenge of the conscience of America.
Saturday night, the self-proclaimed hockey mom dropped the ceremonial first puck at the season opener for the Philadelphia Flyers. As Palin and her daughters, Willow and Piper, walked onto the ice, the Philadelphia crowd greeted them with a mixture of boos and cheers. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.